Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Take our text from where we left off last week, Acts 17:26. And has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And has determined the times before appointed and the boundaries or the territories of their habitation. That they may seek the Lord and find him, although he is not far from every one of us. Verse 29, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by man's device.
And
the times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now commands every man everywhere to repent of ignorance. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. By that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance to all men, in that he has raised him up from the dead. I want to continue what I started to share with you last week on understanding times and territories. Last week we said that days of ignorance must change into days of revelation for the people of God. In the world, we are in the middle of an information revolution. But in the church world, we do not just need information. Beyond information, we must have revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also said that the reason for our uniqueness as a people group, like black people, white people, Asians, whatever, the reasons for our uniqueness is for us to seek God and have revelation of God.
Na sentia esunu obi a esunu bibini esunu broni esunu china ni no ani se ye be hwehwe wonyame wo sakwan no so pepepe.
Although he is not far from every human being, no matter where you find yourself on the face of this earth, he wants us all to have a revelation of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For unique impartation.
Na ewom so wonyame ni a kire de
And we were quite strong on the subject of revelation. We looked at it as individual believers having closeness to God. Like the church of Corinth, many times our giftings and our callings and our anointings deceives us. And it makes us think that we are close to God. Whereas it is just an assignment closeness that you may have. Okay? There is a shadow closeness. Depending on the work that I'm doing, I may be close to you. It doesn't mean that I'm close to you. It's the assignment on this earth that has made me close to you. I can't avoid it, but to come to you. But there is a personal closeness that is produced by love.
And sometimes when you are anointed and gifted, you think that you are close to God, but God wants us to have a personal closeness unto Him outside of your anointings and gifts and callings. That is why you can preach to somebody and be disqualified yourself, and you must be afraid.
Merci.
If there is an anointing on your life,
merci,
it's a very dangerous thing. Dangerous in all sides.
Merci.
And
they say, well, according to some numu, be a no yamma wa chedia be, on yamma wa dear strunku be tia nunti wa junia wa se, wunu on yankupo wankita hundia be nasa okwa jumemwa, say a fan is a production departmenta, omu muya juma wa machine wunin yina, a wankita hundia be a nun chresse, wunu obia wankita hundia strunku and nama dokwanso, and it is on yamedia chedia be a ma wa. And then I would do a yummy walk it out with you, Juma, what Yama, who yenity. Now, so I was a talk of kind sinister, and my own yummy kita would dear be a dinner or dog a kita would dear soon could be so.
We also spoke about it revelation and closeness and seeking God as a people group like black people.
Now, I was saying, yeah, and this what you honey, a quite be a day, and you said, be mine, Yanu and Yanko Pombenyan kita would dear soon could be.
David, God's favorite king,
now David, I on your making and not done a coma
lamented in the book of Psalm 14,
now,
repeated in Psalm 53, that there's nobody is seeking God. The fool has said, there is no God, we don't need God as a nation, and nobody is seeking God, nobody has understanding or revelation. And then he ends by saying, oh, that the salvation of Israel as a nation will come out of Zion.
Now David can wa nyum do nine and not the twasu wa dionum san se obi biara niwa washi show nyame na sabi okasia kan wana kume muse wa nyame bibi biara niwa and it wakan di we se amanka Israel ma and wusa wa nyanku pon efi Zion.
Oh, that the salvation of Africans, black people, will come out of Zion, because you know what? He prayed that way because it can come from somewhere else.
Now, about some paye se Israel ma unkwa jenu ebe fi Zion. No, about some paye se anse sankwa jenu betumi efi bebi fu fraba.
That is why when you see that somebody has salvation, breakthrough, is doing well, when you see a nation is doing well, you should not be envious, because you don't know where it's coming from.
And nothing as a who so be on Yamia be a quire manu no dear, and I say, or mine be on Yamin Saka sea, I can say, or Musuno Mudia, Mani House, and so wouldn't be a or Monqua Jenny Fiba.
May the salvation of black people emanate from Zion in Jesus' name.
On Yamin Mamma Musa, I be my and Quan Jenny, a be free Zion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, some people's one, it comes from Buddha. Oh yeah, it's true. Some other people's one, it comes from man's formula of oppression. But God has so blessed us that we can pray, oh Lord, we know our time will come, but we pray that our excellence in the human family will come from Zion.
Hallelujah. Obedience and kwaje betumi afi Buddha. Obi kwaje betumi afa nipa nim dia watena se de 1 plus 1 na bubom na bibia de dem. Na so se ya bibi man de, ye nim se ye so ye kwaje mrebeba na mo ye jina bompa ye se o erade. Se bibi man ye kwaje ba men fri Zion.
Now we ended with some understandings of territories.
Na ye wie wo bra ye hu se obiara ne hia no ne hia no ne hia no ni.
We said that God separating humans naturally, in other words, making us naturally unique, physically unique, was not meant to be a disadvantage to any people group, because we are not blessed by where we are, but we are blessed by our attitude to where we are.
Na said when Yamia boy and Strunko Strunkono, and Yadia Waboy and Sasa Baye Baye Hawamaye, Nemo Wabose Bayan Stradiama, and he said, and yes, baby, I want in a Bayan Stradiama, Nemo will sooner will buy what baby I will want, and in a Bayan Stramount.
We also said that in making us physically unique, one from the other, it did not mean that we should not intermarry, intermingle, or intertravel. But in the midst of it all, we should have the right attitude to our natural inheritance.
Na so wanya mi abo ya sronko sronko ya nun chile se mema aigbe ni mkwa wari fantini anun chile se mema hauze ni mema wari waha anase unfi bebi mewari bebi debi anasu se men tukai enfi takrade mkwa tamale awase utumiye nema unya uye nyine mui kahuse uye nipa sronko wanya mi abo sronko.
I think we will end it here. But we spoke about the fact that, like Abraham, no matter how heavenly minded or eternity minded you are, God will forcibly give you a physical land that you must hold in both hands. So we said that the Jewish people and their attitude towards their physical land or territory should be the attitude of all of us to the natural inheritance he has blessed us with. Nature is God's first book, and he is still speaking through nature, the natural things he has blessed us with.
Na yeka kosi se se dia onyame obeshira yan se ye dachi owe chiro ni nyina mu no e wo se ye nya se ye hu se onyame obeshira yan wakan mu so ene ti ba bi biara onyame de ba ma so wasase odan yo kramu ye se de na jufo Israel man mu asase a onyame de ama mo de ni bre e kramu na wo se hu so kura ni a wo ni mu ye sa.
Now we want to today focus more about understanding the times. So I have brought you up to speed on what we said last week about understanding territories. I want us to understand the times now. And what I'm going to share with us, it goes for individuals, it goes for churches, it also goes for people group.
Na what you a term ya can fa a shia ni shia swene ya bekan fa emre hu na asasemi efa wuhu efa sorry hu efa jume juma eni e kuoku nyina hu.
How many of you wants to know and understand the times?
Na nipa hi na pese yehu emre unyame emre.
Okay, then stay with me today.
Eni ya kan di mechi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is coming your way.
Esanse wo nyame eba wa kwemu.
This end time, ladies and gentlemen, is an age of rapid transformation. Things are changing very fast. We are told that China will soon become the country with the highest number of English speaking people.
Na ya te se China. Wonya China nya kronu. E ya dia abrofu bekomu ye pa.
Now this thing was unthinkable. China, you don't speak China English. Going to China for what? So things are changing. Maybe if you don't know that things are changing, I am telling us in the name of Jesus, let us come out of our holes because the world is changing. But the change in the church is very slow. But I believe that God is going to cause it to pick the momentum that it should. Yeah. Because first the natural and then the spiritual. So we cannot afford to perpetuate the old belief system. We cannot, ladies and gentlemen, it is not possible. We cannot but become victims. If we don't decide that I'm going to put something aside, I'm going to put aside an old lifestyle, I'm going to put aside an old tradition, and I'm going to embrace the new.
Na ye tumi tina sasa sorry. Say ye ben nanti sa nyanya. Ne mome wa say ye ya jini se. Enyo ma da da ni nina ye be chie sin chen. Na fufroni ya somna ye diya ye ni esi ye ye.
There must be changes in the church world.
Na wa sorry numre wa say ansi sambem.
Because God wants to do new things among us.
Esa so nyami beso ye ni oma fufro wa ye nte.
That calls for us changing our minds.
Enyo tiye wa say ye sisa ya jini.
So that ignorance will give way to revelation. We are told, I was surprised to just read this, that the top 10 jobs in 2010 did not exist in 2004.
Ejuma dua ya kaso omu womu pa ni edua di kainu. Na 2004 ni yehu womu. Nansu ene 2010 ni omu na omu di kain.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Top 10 jobs which are in demand, mostly in the IT sector. They did not exist. They were not there in 2004. And the other one that surprised me was that technology changes every 2 years. So they said that if you take a typical technology student, technology is a scientific way of doing something. If you take a typical technology, a science person, and then he is doing a 4-year course, by his third year, when he begins the third year, half of what he learned in the beginning is outdated.
Let's see. And he said, Adio. We are simply kind of to know she a cat technology. Obia would be young someone in the air, Yanoma, was the son, Sanoma, Serbia, toothbrush, Yadian Sanaya. Now I be with the machine technology. No, and it was say technology as some Fiamia Nubia, and to obia or co school, Fiena University, or so cosia technology. Obedin Fiamia Nunani or Sasia Naira. Obedin Fiamia Sanamia Nunaira Cratches and near Tusun Nani, Nairam.
There is nothing permanent in this world. Only God is permanent.
Hallelujah. Bibia ni wa etisani eti da 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 chiso nyame pe.
Now be careful you don't try to make anything permanent. Because if you try to make anything permanent, you are going to be found to be fighting not just nature, which you cannot win, but you are going to be found to be fighting God Almighty. Because he's a dynamic God.
Hallelujah. Man, you want to say, Sadia, where dear Sanya, you know to me, Jinasa. Essence, I say, yes, I know when you're in Yamia, Bonnie, Nediaco. And I wouldn't know Yamia, Casancasa, Nediaco, or Sanso, your Yamia, or Dan Danumum, Sansanoma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything must change. The negative things in your life is not permanent. It's going to change into the positive.
Yes.
The Bible even makes us to know that positive things like glory must not be permanent. It must give way to another level of glory.
Yeah.
And grace must give way. There is nothing permanent. Only God is.
And not to make a trust, and put a yawa woo femuno, and ya dear bewa hot da 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 a bessisa, and monya monya media mampa was a toko kind, and was a sisan na toko kind, just on ya me pe, and ya dear and sisanda.
So get ready for changes.
And not take your cradle sense, sister Bibaba.
Get ready for God recalibrating you, recalibrating our people by the blood of the cross.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Isaiah 52, verse 14 to 15, that God is so going to transform and recalibrate us by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that which we were not told, we shall see.
Hallelujah.
And that which we had not heard, we will consider.
Hallelujah. Na wanyamia kawa Isaiah say, esi sani diabeba, na ebe si san kwa si se niya yenti yampo yediye ni wabehu, na niya yesusu humpo, obema daya kumasuma yesusu hum.
Now, to our text, we understand that the dying and the resurrection of Jesus had to do with people groups, nations, knowing their times in their own territory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not you trying to know your time in somebody else's territory, like you travel out of here in order for you to excel in life. The Bible says that God has planned that wherever you are geographically, you will experience times, appointed times of excellence in your life.
Na ne womu ne se ense se wokoko hu ana wodu mpempesu obi obi sue so ba bibi biara wo wo no ba bibi biara wo wo kro biara bia bibi biara wo wo no onyame hwehwe se wo bedi kan betoko kan wo ba bibi biara wo wo esan wo mra ese se wonyanti.
The resurrection of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, has to do with people groups or nations. Well, you can talk about individuals having a revelation of God.
Na eye owu sori etu mi no eye ade onyame dia mo bia se yebehu ni sa se yebehu no onyame anyone mu.
And people grows having a revelation of themselves.
And then you pekuoso ebenya edisem afa omankasa omuhu.
And having a revelation of their time and their territory. And the Bible says that the time of this ignorance where people didn't know God. And aside, they did not say about themselves that maybe we are also like idols. The time of ignorance where people groups did not know God. And as a result, did not know themselves. And did not know their appointed time and their territory. God overlooked. But now he is commanding everywhere because of the resurrection and the effect of the resurrection breaking down everything for us to have a revelation. He is going to judge us. So we must repent of ignorance.
Na onyame asam se emre na na ye nim se nipakuo se poso onyame bi wo ho emre na ye nim se ye nipakuo supo ye wo ho emre na ye nim se onyame ye nyoma foforom po ye nim onyame no onyame se samre ni na ode ache emre na ye nim ye mre ye nim ye sue no onyame se samre ni na ode bet ode ache ye na momesa owu sori etume ni ade aye nti se ye hu ye mre ene ye sue ye hu ye nya
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to spend some time talking to you about some signs. Some signs that it is your time or it is your season, chronologically speaking. I don't want to mess with you too much, but in the Hebrew, which understanding we must have about time, there is a Chronos time, there is a Kairos time, there is what I call kingdom time or spirit time. Now, I'm not talking about a Kairos time or moment, which is a miraculous moment. God decides that out of the norm, I'm going to do something for you. He intervenes in your situation. I'm not talking about Kairos moment. I'm not talking about kingdom time where you can force God literally to do something for you now. I'm talking about a chronological time, a time, what we call legal time, the unfolding of time, like Monday gives way to Tuesday, to Wednesday, 2009 gives way to 2010, first century gives way to the next century. That is what I'm talking about, that God has planned out a time for everybody, an appointed time for every people group on the face of this earth.
Ufi 2010 na unko 2009 uba 2011 na sanshi swono eno ni ebedi hunkomo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm going to give you signs that this time has come in your life so that you can know and understand the times.
Na me ba be church omo hu se sami ya wo mi aba wo mri so na wo be ti ase.
Now what I'm going to share goes for individuals, it goes for churches, it goes for nation groups or people groups like black people, white people, whatever. The first thing I want to share with you concerning the signs of your time is that when it is your time, doors which are closed start opening effortlessly.
Na say emre ni drew womre soa abubu a ya tutu mu nyina wo bra won fa how ahoden biara enka no sabu ni nyina sha se se bie bie.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Because when it is not your time, doors close against your righteous effort. No matter how righteous it is, it doesn't matter. The doors will close.
Merci. Senya wo mre a emfa wo trene ya wo ya puni atum ya tum. Ya kan tum ya locken tum.
Time. I don't understand time. Time is no respecter of righteousness.
Na emre emfa wo nukura wudi sa emre ne maya obua.
Righteous effort, God directed effort. Bible, you are obeying. Fine, obey the Bible. But when it is not your time, believe me, time will not say it was a righteous thing. You prayed, you went this, and you did that as an individual, as a church, as a people group. When it is not your time, forget it. Righteousness will not save you.
Na sanya wo mra e den ya na abeye e pa ya hia na wo mo fast ya hia na wo nye onyame asama hia na wo confess sanya wo mre pa dia e puni atum.
Because of that, people do well in life using bad means, and they are okay, and they do not have any respect for righteousness. They say that this thing that you guys are doing, this thing that you are doing, you are just wasting your time. Just pass here, it will be okay. You will excel, you will do well. Because you see, when it is your time, it is your time. Any method, you can be a Hindu person in Japan. When it is your time, you excel.
Na eya na enipa bi fa nchan ba bi na nyoma bi e kwaso ye ma onu obi sa se nti wo kra treneri asetena ya wo tena wo hu na nisui wo hu ana fa nchan ba bi na nya ntantama na ne oka ne se se ya wo mra e fa ho ne a wo ye ne a wo su hindu po esu fie na ya wo mra opun na bie.
Result is not time based.
Na
result is not effort based. Result is time based.
Se ubeye bibi na wahu bibi na chiri no enya dia efa dia wo ye ho ana se efa dwuma din bia wo ye ho eye onya memre ene de sa ani do results ne ba.
And you know, this thing, it really shocks us.
Ehu ye,
sometimes we think that it is the devil who is hindering us. The devil has not got anything to do with you not getting those results. Sometimes we think that it is God who has forsaken us. God has not got to do, if he is with you. But the thing is that he has created a world bound by time. And he cannot help it but to respect the time. It's not your time. No matter how God is with you, you will bear fruit in your season.
Hallelujah.
In your season.
Hallelujah. And it says, say ya na mre no so ya no bro sam ne hu amane ya se obro sam na wajiji ye hire nyina anaso onyame ya bompa ya wante na mo ne hu amne se onyame se wo time ye 6:30 na wo so aba wo 6 na wani abre se onyame ma e no mamre onu na wo ho ne wo na na ma ma watch ne ye ta.
But I tell you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your doors are going to open effortlessly when it is your time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your time will come because time goes round. Yes. And they say that whatever thing goes round comes round.
Yeah. Na emre no eyade a say watch munim tatatata ekwa na sambo da bia 6 bo saa entwo mre besoara.
Right now, Isaiah 49:1-16, Acts 16:6-10, go and read it at home. The second thing to look out for to see whether it is your time as a people group or as an individual or a church is that when it is your time, difficult things suddenly becomes easy.
Say womre no so a enoma aye dene no obehu se eguma okra.
When it is your time, difficult things suddenly become so easy that you wonder, in fact you get surprised whether it is you doing it.
Na say ya womra enoma nka aye dema uno aye mrema aye na obisa hu se eh ana me na metumi ya sade ya na.
Difficult things as a people group to us right now that other people do it effortlessly.
Whether
it's in our spiritual life, it is in our economy, it is in our governance, some people will not understand why you cannot do it. How come you are so slow? How come you are not able to do it? Because we do it easily. How come you cannot do it? And it becomes a wonder to yourself. Because when it is not your time, easy things are difficult and you don't understand it.
Merci. Senya wumra, adia obia so mu sisi anawaya no. What dia wataria na why na aya na ni pantia se se ah adia binum to me yan intentan so what dia nya nya wunya wunya hoche. Na se aya wumra adia anya wumra adia emre no aya dema pa.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.